Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chris Wright, of course, before he retired recently, ran the Minnesota United. Before that, the Timberwolves. He's been a professional soccer player. He's been involved in soccer a lot of his adult life and certainly sports for all of it. And he had a chance to probably really take a deep breath, I hope, and appreciate a little bit last night. He joins us at the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Chris, what was it like last night to have been there, you know, since the beginning of Allianz for you, and you're, you know, you've been with this franchise for a while, and to see a glorious night like that, what was that like for you?
You know what, Mike, it was incredible because when you look back, you know, over my brief stint, 5 years with MNUFC. At the beginning of that stint, we set out some goals, some five-year goals for the stadium, and one of which was when we opened the stadium in the first year, you know, could we be the stadium of the year inside of the MLS? And ESPN voted us that after 1 year, but also after 3-4 years, could we host an all-star game in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and bring the best players in South America and North America together and showcase, you know, where this game has gone and grown over the last four or five years or so. And to see it over the weekend and on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday night, and it manifest itself in these incredible events in the Commons outside of the Viking Stadium on Monday night, to see the Skills Challenge. And that's a made-for-TV event, but still to have 8,000 people there for the Skills Challenge. And then last night to walk in there and see 19,700 people, really with a tremendous sort of partisan crowd for the local players, yes, but also for the Mexican players who are incredibly talented, incredibly skilled. All of that happening in the midway of St. Paul. It was really, truly remarkable.
What was your take on, what was the makeup of the crowd? Was it generally local across the border? Was there a lot of people that traveled here for the All-Star game? Who was it?
You know, it was interesting because I normally have a parking pass for all of our games.
Yeah.
But because of the MLS, you know, they control all the parking passes. They have a tremendous number of VIPs coming in. So I had to park about maybe 6-7 blocks away from the game. Yeah. And walking in to see all of the different team names on jerseys, both domestic and from Mexico, was remarkable. I mean, it was incredible. And when you ask people, hey, who are you here to support tonight? You know, they would say Chivas from Guadalajara in Mexico.
Yeah.
Or, you know, Club America from, you know, we have two players playing from Club America. It was absolutely unbelievable. Where are you from? Well, we came in from Chicago for the game. A couple of people came in from Kansas City for the game. A couple of people came in from St. Louis for the game as you're just walking into the stadium. So if that is what the makeup of the crowd was, I'm sure that 50% of the crowd was sort of local. It was probably season ticket members that we had at Minnesota United who wanted to support Dane St. Clair and Reynoso, and, you know, as they played for the MLS All-Stars. But there was a tremendous number of Hispanic fans from all over the country coming here to watch their favorite players who play on their favorite teams back in Mexico, who were part of the Mexican All-Star team that was put on the field last night.
Put your marketing hat on for a second. What does this do in terms of boosting the brand or the profile of the United locally, just to get that kind of attention? And, you know, when you're in the middle of it, it sends a message to a lot of people that might be on the fringe as fans.
Yeah, I mean, I just think, I mean, there's so many different ways that you could look at that. But, I mean, if you just take a look at, say, the local media, and you know, here we are talking, you know, to you tonight about, you know, the game itself. But if you take a look at the media that started really Saturday as everybody started to arrive for the game. And then if you, you know, we all have threads of different sort of media outlets that have reported on the game. You know, that game was televised into 180 different countries around the world. So, you know, the brand last night exploded. What the impact locally is that your goalkeeper, Dane St. Clair, last night was the MVP of the game. And, you know, how great is that? He made three incredible saves in the period of time that he was in goal last night, kept a clean sheet, and, you know, kept the MLS All-Stars in the game. Reynoso had an incredible first half, you know, and, you know, really raised his stock both locally, nationally, and internationally last night by the way that he played. So, you know, all of that. And then you take a look at everything that was going on social media. All it does is broaden the base, broaden sort of the awareness of Allianz Field, Minnesota United, increases the base, the following of, you know, this incredible, great franchise that we put in the Midway. You know, and it just continues to create the demand of sellouts at the stadium. You know, we continue, or they now, not we, they now continue to sell out, you know, every single game, which is absolutely phenomenal for the game of soccer in this marketplace.
Chris Wright is our guest. You know, I'll give you another example. Dane St. Clair, you know, obviously I cover sports, so I know his story. He wasn't the starter at the beginning of the year, and now he's an all-star. He had a bad game last week against Colorado, but he's tremendously athletic. But all of a sudden, people hear his story, and they go, oh, what do you mean he wasn't the starter at the beginning of the year? A lot of people get brought in, and now they take note of stories, don't they, and storylines, and who is Adrian Heath, and who is Reynoso, et cetera.
Yeah, and you know, the beautiful thing about United is that, you know, you've got, I think it was, when I left anyway, there were 17 different nationalities on that roster.
Wow.
Of about 28 players. So these players are from all over the world. So it's sort of the melting pot. So it so reflects our community. You know, when I came on board 5 years ago, we did some research on the number of languages and dialects that are spoken in the Twin Cities. 251.
Really?
Nobody understands that there are 251 languages and dialects spoken in the Twin Cities marketplace. 17 different nationalities on the team. And so every one of these players has its own following, because all of these people that live in our market are from, you know, whether you're first, second, third generation, you are from somewhere that plays the game, you have your own club, you follow your national team, and now you know that Dane St. Clair, actually, who is Canadian, has come from Canada and is now playing on this team. Reynoso, who is Argentinian, is playing on this team, and arguably, they were the best two players on the pitch last night, you know, for the MLS All-Stars.
I thought so. Go ahead.
It's incredible that all of these players have their own individual following, but what it sort of assimilates into and accumulates into is this incredible following for the beautiful game now in our market.
You know what comes next, though, Chris, and you know this is good news. But when people started yipping about Adrian Heath and should he keep coaching this year, early in the year, and obviously they've gone on a hot streak since then. But I thought, you know, this is the first sign. This is what comes with success, isn't it? Yeah, because now they're starting to, okay, it ain't just we're going out to the Allianz to see the game. Now we want them to win.
Yeah, it's isn't it wonderful? I mean, sports is wonderful. I mean, you know, you're this sort of dirty little secret for a while, and suddenly you emerge into mainstream, and you're competing with all of the other, you know, major league franchises here in town, and, you know, for fandom, for space, for share of voice, just like tonight on your show, share of voice is, you know, very, very important. And your fans who take the social media particularly, you're going to have the positives, and then you're going to have the naysayers. And, you know, it's great. It's great that there are naysayers out there, because it leads to debate and conversation. And, you know, you know where you stand on any topic. And Adrian is obviously a hot topic every now and again. But nobody can argue with what Adrian Heath has done over the last maybe 2 months to right the ship, get tactics right, and then basically, even with a lot of injuries, you know, get the type of results that he has gotten, got them into they were in the third place for a long, long time, but now in the fourth place of the Western Conference. So, you know, it's a wonderful thing when people start to really care about their franchises, and we certainly have that here in the Twin Cities, and all it does is just attract more and more people to, you know, the franchise and the club, you know, that we have and the beautiful game of soccer.
Chris, appreciate it very much. Glad you were able to enjoy it last night after putting the work in and building the blocks. I'm glad that you and the rest had a night like that last night to just take a look at it and enjoy it.
Thanks, Mike. Anytime.
You bet. Chris Wright, nice enough to join us.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.